This is Biotechnica, and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
We wish there was a pill for everything. From the days we are feeling low to curing constant pangs of hunger during work. From stress-related hypertension to disturbed sleep and insomnia at night. That day is not far when there would be a library of such treatments available to relieve us from their untimely attack. But where did all this start from? What was the first disease and its cure? Isn't excessive use of medication bad for health? Then how was it controlled in the ancient world? Welcome back to another illuminating episode of Voice of Biotechnica. I, Rashmi, will divulge various facts related to the use of drugs and medications in the ancient world. So sit tight and buckle up for a short journey taking us back in time. Archaeological evidence suggests that ancient world depended on many natural concoctions that would treat mankind or even could be a reason of their enhanced intelligence that is well portrayed behind their genius theories and philosophies. Not only did these compounds have immense use in healing the society, they were also used for its hallucinating and psychoactive properties. Such compounds can be traced to be found throughout the world under multiple civilizations and in the most incredible and inconceivable locations. For example, imagine finding them to be placed with mummies or even in the ruins of burned down cities of the ancient world. To analyze this further, the area or location of the presence of such compounds were traced by archaeologists. For example, whether such compounds were occasionally found in the old house ruins or whether they were special manufacturing areas and store areas created for them. Incidentally, many such concoctions and elements were found near religious areas. This gives us an impression that psychoactive and hallucinating agents might have been used during the performance of many rituals. For example, older civilizations believed in accessing the spirit world for the purpose of healing oneself. Here, the compounds were not only used for its recreational benefits, as we perceive them to be in the modern days, rather they were used to get spiritual oneness and to derive energy from the non-physical realm. A lot of ancient civilizations were in use of these. What was the effect that it had on society? Why is the use of such chemicals regarded as abuse today? In our present day society, the use of many of these chemicals are regarded as outside the norm or even illegal in some nations. The trouble in solving this mystery lies in the fact that the exact usage of such chemicals were considered a secret in many societies. There are hardly any written evidence associated with each. Modern day critics and writers usually assume the usage by tracing their presence down history. For example, in an ancient burned down city, archaeologists began tracing the kind of materials predominant in a house kitchen. Astonishingly, the kitchen did not have any huge supply of bread, nor did it have meat or any of the common food of those days. But there were huge supplies of opium. On looking further, there were huge feasting rooms that were associated with these kitchens that indicated that when the material was produced in the kitchen, they were actually consumed in huge amounts by a large number of people. This could have been a ritual or maybe even a ceremony. The purpose of such gatherings, however, can only be anticipated, since the then civilization regarded this knowledge as a sacred mystery. They did not carve it on the then present stone tablets, due to which there is hardly any concrete evidence pertaining to their usage. In many tribal traditions, the ability to communicate with spirits or other entities was a prized skill, as much respect was given to the shaman or priest who could facilitate this kind of interaction. Similarly, alcohol, wine, herbs, concoctions were found in almost every civilization. In Egypt, when the famous tombs were dug open, there were evidence of blue water lilies covering the mummy of famous kings. These lilies behave as strong psychoactive drugs when soaked in wine for a few weeks. We can only presume its usage. There are even medicinal values associated with such herbs that would initiate natural healing. Let me talk about an example. Let's take cannabis, whose usage is still undergoing debate in today's world. On one hand, a 27,000-year-old grave which was dug in Western China shows that it has psychoactive properties, while on the other hand, they were used as medication aids and painkillers by Sikh for many generations. Nutmeg is one such other compound. I believe many of you would have stored it in your house at will. It shares its value in the food industry and also in medicinal world. Nutmeg is used in the treatment of asthma and heart troubles. But when consumed in large amounts, it has dangerous side effects. It is also used as a sedative. The Romans and the Greeks used opium as well as numerous botanical toxins to induce states of mental euphoria, create hallucinations, and even alter their own consciousness. If such compounds have such a wide variety of usage listed throughout history and civilization, then how did its use become so restricted today? Drug addiction is characterized by an inability to abstain from the drug, impaired behavioral control, cravings for the drug, or other pleasure-seeking activities which can stimulate the same reward pathways. Diminished recognition of behavioral problems and even a dysfunctional emotional response. In such cases, compounds like sugar, herb, spice, coffee could also be termed as drugs, since their prolonged use may actually harm mankind. But why are they readily available? Marketed with awareness, their use is not abused. Health professionals and senior ranking police officials agree that much harm could be avoided if we actually let go of the stigma and secrecy that surround the drug use. Instead, let us focus on helping those who experience the problems associated with such addiction in a balanced and in a non-judgmental manner. Accepting the significance of drug use throughout history and in virtually all traditional cultures around the world would go a long way to overcoming the taboo which is preventing the rational exploration of their continued use. The human appreciation for healing, sacred, entertaining, bonding, pain-relieving and mood-altering experiences that a drug provides is not going to go away that easily. The tradition of their use is simply too strong and just too significant. If we look into the history of medicine, we can find how societies have changed their approach to diseases and illness from ancient times to the present. Let's take the Renaissance period for example. This period had improved the understanding of anatomy and microscopy was also invented. Although there is no record to establish where plants were first used for their medicinal purpose, also called as herbalism, the use of such plants as healing agents as well as clay and soil is ancient. Over time, by following the behavior of fauna, a deep medicinal knowledge base developed and was passed across generations. Now, even earlier than this, the Neanderthals, they might also have been engaging in medicinal practices. Among the tribal societies, there were special castes called as the shamans and apothecaries. They used to function as healers. The shamans were known to enter the spiritual world by entering into a trance while healing process. The ancient Mesopotamians were also no different. They had no distinction between rational science and magic. To treat a patient, recitations, chants, as well as other herbs and the use of magical medications were administered. The earliest prescriptions appear in the Sumerian age during the 3rd dynasty of Ur. In ancient Egypt, the practice of medicine is so specialized among them that each physician is a healer of one disease and not more than that. Hard to believe. Medical information appears in the Edwin Smith Papyrus, an ancient Egyptian medical text that would have dated to as early as the 3000 BC. The Atharva Veda, a sacred text of Hinduism, dates from the early Iron Age and it deals with medicine and is also said to be one of the first Indian texts to actually do so. The Atharva Veda also contains prescriptions of herbs for various ailments. The use of these herbs to treat ailments would later be a part of what we know today as Ayurveda. Now take Charaka Samhita for example. Susruta Samhita. These include knowledge of preserving health and even the techniques that are used in the modern age surgery. Hippocrates is considered to be the father of modern medicine. He and his followers are presumed to be the first to describe many diseases and medical conditions. The Romans invented numerous surgical instruments, including the first instruments which are unique to women. As we advanced into the later centuries, advanced research centers opened and are even often connected with what today we know as major hospitals. Medicine was heavily professionalized by the 20th century. There must be some reason behind the fact that why in the ancient times different clans of people started to intentionally select and prepare and consume various substances that even contain certain chemicals. Should the basis of their understanding just be left out to dilute amongst the many theories that modern day man believes in? Or should we continue to believe in the ancient potions and magic that is the essence of many civilizations each of us seem to have descended from? If you find this topic interesting, do share your comments below and stay tuned to the upcoming sessions filled with such absorbing and engrossing subject matters. Wish you all a great day ahead.